to Europe. What are the minimum powers that David Cameron would have to repatriate to London for you to back staying in the European Union?
Well, there are two ways of looking at this question. One is to ask our European partners what they're willing to give us back, and the other is to say what sort of relationship we actually want to have. And a number of my colleagues, as you know, have set out these are the 130 or the 20 or whatever respective numbers that we must get back or we won't accept it. I think we have to be much more fundamental and say this is the type of relationship we want to have with Europe, not quibble about which little bits we want back. I largely think that the British people want an economic relationship. They want a trading and economic relationship with our European partners, not or a whole range of powers that have increasingly interfered in our ability to...
So you want
a
lot of powers brought back?
I want us to effectively return to a common market, and I've never made any secret of that.
OK, so, criminal matters, the working time directive, all that you want brought back?
I would like to see us with a basic economic relationship.
And
I think
and that's
that, I think, yes, I think that people in Britain voted in the 1975 referendum for a common market, and that's what they expected to be delivered.
You say that the prospect of being outside the EU holds no terrors for you. Does it hold no terrors for David Cameron?
I think, certainly for myself, my preference would be to have a renegotiated relationship.
No, no, I know what your preference is. I'm asking if it holds no terrors for David Cameron.
I don't think it holds terrors for us. I think that for most British politicians on the right of the political spectrum, we would prefer to have the ideal solution of being able to have that type of renegotiated relationship from inside. If we were put into a position where the British people didn't like any renegotiated solution and decided to be outside. You know, a lot of countries do exist outside the European Union. It would have undoubtedly some difficulties for us, but I don't think they could not be overcome.
So if Mr Cameron succeeds in repatriating substantial powers from Brussels and then puts that to the British people in a referendum, should it be made explicit that if you vote against this repatriation, it's a vote to leave the EU?
I think ultimately an in-out referendum has to mean that, that if you vote for whatever the government is putting forward, that is to remain in on that basis.
On a new semi-detached
and
basis.
On a no vote would be to leave. I think that we have to give that clarity in policy, because I think that's being demanded by the British people. I think that they think that is what an in-out referendum means.
So if you want the status quo, how do you vote?
Well, I think that increasingly, if you want to have the status quo, vote Liberal Democrat, because that's...
But this is a referendum. You're not answering the question.
I think in a referendum, the government would say, if we won a general election mandate in 2015 to renegotiate, this is the renegotiation we put forward, and this is what the government is offering you to choose between.
Suppose Mr Cameron's unable to do a repatriation deal, or to get enough that he would regard as enough to put to the British people to become semi-detached. If that's true, if that was to happen, should there be a simple in-out referendum then?
Well, I think that would be something that any government of that time would consider. I think ultimately there has to be an in-out referendum, because otherwise we're going to have our politics in Britain constantly undermined by this debate. And I think it's very important that we settle one way or another the European argument for a generation.
If we don't, as a country, get a major repatriation package and that the status quo, roughly the status quo, is all that's on offer, would you prefer to leave?
If the choice for me was between going in the current direction, which, let's face it, is towards ever closer union and ultimately a greater and greater loss of British sovereignty, my personal preference would be to leave. I don't want to have ever closer union. I don't want to be European first and British second.
Is it not possible that Mr Cameron could bring back a repatriation package which you would deem to be inadequate, and that you would therefore be on opposite sides in a referendum?
Well, that's an awful lot of ifs in one paragraph.
He's the one talking about 2018.
And we will see what we are able to achieve. What I don't think we should do is go into a renegotiation with our European partners believing that they hold all the cards. And I read all the time that, well, we won't be able to get this or they will never allow it. I don't believe that the balance of influence is all on their side.
Do we have to threaten to leave the EU to get what we want?
Well, I think it's very clear to most of our European partners, when you talk to them, that they understand that there is a mood afoot in British politics, especially amongst the British public, that they want a genuine voice of being in or out. And I think that most of our partners understand that there is a move in Britain in that direction. So I don't think that we have to explain it. I don't think that they are lacking in understanding.
Is it true, as we've been told, that you were extensively briefed by Downing Street in advance on the speech, that your Conservative Home piece specifically set a bar that Mr Cameron could jump over, and that you were then lined up to endorse the speech?
Oh, that sounds a lot of wishful thinking. I, in fact, wrote my piece before I had any discussions about the content of the speech.
You have been briefed on the speech.
It's true that I have been briefed on the speech, but I don't think that anything